This is a presentation of LifePoint Church. Our mission is to make gospel-centered disciples of Jesus Christ. For more information, please visit sharethelife.org.
Today's Vision Sunday, and we call it that every year for a reason. Vision. It's a day for us to open our eyes, to look backwards at what God has done, to reassess where we are today, and then to look forward to where God is taking us. Last year was a year marked by prayer and fasting, and if you came to one of our monthly gatherings to pray and seek God for clarity on where He would take our church, who could have imagined what March 12th would bring? But at this moment, I want to turn from looking back to looking right now and asking this question: what do you see at LifePoint right now? You know what I see? I see, with pain in my heart and all the compassion the Spirit of God can muster, I see sheep who are scattered. They're hurting, bruised. I see sheep who are anxious. And as pastors, we're like buckets receiving and feeling deeply the pain of the flock. And I'm hurt. And I shouldn't be surprised, should we? I mean, what a year. Let's list what your year has been like. Flock, global pandemic, it's taken longer than we ever hoped. We've had racism and riots. We've had record-setting wildfires. And by the way, we're 3 days from an election with the entire nation on edge with one another. That's our year. That's 2020. That'll do it. If you feel that way right now, that's a good explanation of why sheep might feel scattered, bruised, and anxious. And then to make matters worse, it's November 1, and winter's coming. And yesterday, England shut down the nation for 4 more weeks, and you're hanging on pins and needles waiting to see, will the nation lock down again? Winter's coming. Maybe you've had a moment, if you're honest, where you've murmured under your breath this question: how am I going to make it through this year? How am I going to get through this year? I'd like us to ask that question this morning together. LifePoint, I'm looking at you. How will we make it through this year? When I ask that question, I'm running to this. I'm running to the Bible. If God is who He says He is, He has answers for how we, church, will make it through this next year. I believe that's true because what you're experiencing today is the same feelings that sheep felt, Christians, in the first century. And the author of Hebrews wrote to sheep who felt scattered, bruised, and anxious. And he spends 9 chapters unpacking the glory of the gospel in the person of Jesus. And in chapter 10, he lays out a reason that we should have confidence, sheep, scattered sheep, confidence in God. And then he delivers 3 exhortations, and these words roll off my tongue. It's just 6 words. That's it. 6 words of how we, LifePoint, will make it through 2021. 6 words. Draw near. Hold fast. And stir up. That's it. Draw near, hold fast, and stir up. Look at these exhortations with me, starting in verse 22 of chapter 10. Straight from the Bible, let us first draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. That kind of language, hearts sprinkled clean and bodies being washed, these are metaphors of salvation. And he's saying, look, you can draw near to God, not by anything you've done, but because of Jesus, this great priest, this middleman who stands in the gap between you and a holy God, he's made you clean. So when you approach God, there is no hesitation, there's no shame, there's no cleaning up required to not walk, run to the Father. As you draw near to him, how will we make it through 2021? Run, don't walk, as you draw near to him. It's interesting, this metaphor that Jesus uses of sheep being scattered several times in the Gospels, because sheep that scatter never intended to get lost. They don't. Generally, they drift. They drift. And as you'll see, the author of Hebrews is pointing out some habits that are causing people to drift. And before you know it, you turn around and there's no sight of the flock and you can't hear the shepherd's voice. And I'm warning us. He's calling us back. Draw near. How will we make it through this next year? We must run as we draw near to him. If you consider yourself a sheep, as I do, do a little self-evaluation. Sheep, are you close to the shepherd? Has the last 7 months drawn you closer to him? Or are you drifting? Are you closer to God's people this year? Or are you drifting? First exhortation, draw near. Six words for 2021. Draw near. And second, hold fast. Look at verse 23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. Without wavering. Why? For he, God, who promised, is faithful. This confession of our hope is believers speaking and proclaiming as a confession what we believe. We believe this. And the author of Hebrews is saying, you professed it once. You confessed these promises of God, and you're losing your grip. And he is saying, hold fast to the promises of God and what you said you believed. I believe 2021 will be a year of holding fast, but 2020 was a year of testing your grip, wasn't it? Did you feel it? I felt it before in moments of my life. I've trusted a promise. I remember a season from Romans 5, 3 through 5. That was the promise that I tried to grip onto in a season of my life. So much so that it was hung on the wall in the foyer of our home. Hold on. Hung like a banner over our house. Rejoice in suffering. Why? Because suffering produces perseverance. And perseverance will produce character, and character will produce hope. That's a promise of God. I confessed it with my mouth, and then life got hard. And God tested my grip on his promise. I mean, it got real. And I wanted to cling to that promise, but I started to waver. I'm holding with one hand this promise that the suffering I am experiencing is for my good. It will help me grow in perseverance. It'll mature my character and give me an unwavering hope. And I started reaching, though, for other things. I wavered. I thought, yes, this is a promise, but you know what sounds great right now? It's comfort. Maybe it's just a little bit of time with a mind-numbing distraction to forget about the pain. Are you holding fast? Are you wavering? How will we get through this year? There is not room for wavering. There's a warning here. Hebrews is telling us, hold fast. Cling to the bedrock promises of God. Don't you dare reach for other things that will slip through your fingers like sand. How are you holding fast this year? The last 7 months, how's that been going? Clinging to a rock or reaching for sand? Draw near. Hold fast and stir up. Look with me. Verse 24. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. The command, the imperative is to stir up, but I'm struck by a word that I want to warn us with, and it's this word right here later in verse 25. It's the word habit. Habits are powerful. Do you have any new habits this year? Some intentional, maybe some unintentional. The author of Hebrews recognizes this drift away is a natural, unintentional habit that will form when we stagnate. That's the opposite of stirring up. It's stagnation, and it's the first danger he's pointing to. This has become a habit because our natural, sinful human propensity is to fold inward in selfishness. No one drifts towards love and good works. You don't lean that way. You lean in. You hunker down. Save myself. Worry about my agenda. And it's a cancer in the church for these people in the first century in the letter of Hebrews. And it's a dangerous habit for us. I almost saw this picture as I read this, like, imagine wonderful homemade apple cider. My wife makes an incredible apple cider. It has orange slices in it and big chunks of cinnamon in it, all of its pulpy glory. And then we put it in a clear glass pitcher and it sits in the fridge all night long. And do you know what I see in the morning? A stagnant, settled mixture at the bottom. And that's why, without trying, no intent, it just goes that way. It will require, as Hebrews said, regular stirring. You got to stir it. It requires intention for it to bring back the full richness of flavor that it was meant to be. This is the first danger. It's stagnation, a habit of neglect that he points out. And don't hear, this is not a soapbox moment looking from the Bible to say why we should be gathering in person and in a certain way. This word means just don't neglect pouring into one another. If you need to do that online, if you need to do that in any other creative means in this season, the point is you need stirring. Regular, ongoing stirring. That's the first danger, is stagnation. And there's a second danger that I want to point out. This text says, consider how to stir one another up towards what? Love and good works. And you might say, oh, I'm not stagnating. I'm doing a lot of stirring right now. And I see it. I see stirring. But people are not stirring one another towards love. They are stirring towards hatred, division, enmity, calamity, gossip, slander. There is not a picture in our world now of people stirring one another up towards love and good works. You're tearing people apart. That is not God's church. That is not what we will be known. Listen to me, Life Point. If you belong here, we will not be known for stirring up hatred. We will not in 2021. We will be known. We will be marked so much by Christ and His Spirit living in us that we will be unlike the world. We will stir one another towards love and good works. Now, I recognize the challenge. Yeah, we can't gather the way we used to. And that's why my favorite word in this passage this morning is this word right here, verse 24. He says, let us consider. Consider how to stir one another up towards love and good works. That requires, that means, in order for you to stir someone else up towards love and good works, it will require thinking, planning, creativity. You don't drift to love and good works. You've got to plan for it. You'll have to get much more creative this year about how you are going to be stirring other people towards love and good works. So right now, today is Sunday, and I want you to plan how you will stir others up towards love and good works this Wednesday. Because if you do not plan, if you do not consider, your drift will not be towards love and good works. Your drift's the other way. Jason Strand, a pastor in Minnesota, put it this way. He said, it's less important what happens on Tuesday. What's more important is who you are on Wednesday. Life Point, who will we be? We. Choose now, not then. Not when your emotions are fired up and people are divided. Now, we choose. And for the rest of 2021, you're going to have to get a lot more creative in how you will stir one another up towards love and good works. It's challenging. So put on your thinking caps with me as we consider how to stir one another up. And you get together with someone else and you say, you know what? We've got people in nursing homes that haven't seen the light of day for a while. Let's do a parade. I'll get balloons at King Supers. You get some posters. We're going to march backwards and forwards in front of our members in nursing homes to stir up their faith towards love and good works. We're going to need thinking that's going to repurpose political yard signs, and you're going to rewrite, and you're going to gather all those. They're just going to go in the recycling bin anyways. You're going to pick them up. You're going to write verses and words of encouragement. You're going to go in the middle of the night, and you're going to post those all over your friend's front yard so it's going to face him in the morning when he walks out, just covered in scripture. Hey, brother, I just wanted to encourage you, to stir you up towards love and good works. It looks like the financial advisor in the room right now who says, I don't know how I can help people. You're going to offer in 2021 to have a free lesson for kids that are at home homeschooling. You're going to give an hour lesson on how to budget and how to open a checking account, because that's the gift God has given you, and you're going to consider, you're going to think about how I can stir up these kids toward love and good works. I'm going to serve. That is the kind of considering we need collectively, church. And that's what I see. That's what I see when I look at 2021. Choose today. Choose today. I said you only needed 6 words for 2021, and I lied. There's 2 more. There's 2 more. It's actually 8 words. Because in front of each of those pair of words, those 6 words, every time in this letter are 2 words that should surprise you. Every time. I mean, draw near to God. That sounds like someone writing a letter and saying, hey, you, draw near to God. That's between you and God. That's about your faith. That is not what the Bible says. Look at the text with me. Every time. Verse 22, draw near. Nope, there's 2 words in front of it. Let us. Wait, we need to do that together. But surely not holding fast. Surely holding fast is kind of a me, myself, and I thing. Nope. Verse 23, let us hold fast. Stirring up to love and good works. I just got it in my journal. I got to get creative by myself. Nope. Verse 24, let us consider how to stir up. It's been said that Christian perseverance is a community endeavor. When I look at 2021, it is not the year of let me. 2021 is the year of let us. It will require every soul in this church to link arms and say, we will have a different year. Let us together. Let us together draw near to God. We need to re-engage to draw near. Let us together hold fast. We're going to re-engage to hold on to promises from God. Let us together stir up one another towards love and good works. We've got to re-engage to reignite the passion for God, the persevering in his promises, and the stirring up of one another's faith that we would be marked as a community of God. If we had one word, I got 8, but you only get 1. And I want to hang it like a banner over 2021. It's this word. We have said that our mission is to engage people with the unexpected joy of a life more and more dependent on Jesus. The prerequisite to engaging the world with that great good news is to re-engage one another. Because Christian perseverance is not a solo mission, but a community endeavor. This is the word for the year. Re-engage. And we've got a fancy graphic. Look at that. Re-engage. How will we make it through 2021? I'm calling us, church, to re-engage. Our shepherd is crying out to sheep, saying, come back to me, hear my voice, but you must do it together. Together. Shepherds shepherd flocks, not just individuals. And we want to put teeth to this. And we're praying for a couple new strategies, because the vision doesn't change. The destination we are headed towards is not different. But the strategy to get there will have to change. It will. And so here's a couple strategies we want to offer to you. And we're praying that these would happen very organically, but we'll also help. We're here to help in these 2 strategies. So let me briefly put teeth to what we're talking about this year. What do we see in 21, 2021, there's two strategies we're deploying. The first is this. We're building a phone call ministry. This is a team of people, a dedicated group. This has already begun with our elders and our staff, and we're inviting others to participate in this. You can actually sign up today. If you, as a member of our church, would like to be a part of doing God's work in reaching people who are on the edge, who need encouragement, you can join. You can join that team, and you would be a part of a team right here in the center. But you might not sign up, and this is still for you. Because even if you don't join a formal team, imagine the power if every person in the room that I am looking at right now, and every person, I see you through the screen, right there on the live stream. What would happen if you committed in 2021 to make one phone call a week to help people draw near, hold fast, and stir up their faith? One call a week. That's 52 phone calls that you, as an individual, will make. And all of a sudden, all these cute little bubbles start having vectors off of them. And the ripple effects start to influence and impact. The average phone call we're making lasts 10 minutes. A 10-minute phone call once a week when you pray, God, who would you have for me this week? I just want to call somebody in my network of people that I know. I'm going to encourage them. Hey, how can I pray for you? Hey, here's a scripture to hold fast to. And hey, have you thought creatively about how we can stir up love in this community? Can you see the difference that would make? One phone call a week. 2021. It could be a different year. You can choose today. That's our first strategy. A call ministry. We have a second strategy because we know in addition to an infrequent call of encouragement, some of us need to link arms and we need some accountability right now. And so the second ministry that we're deploying, a strategy that we're executing on, we're calling U plus two. And it is not to limit your housing as a CSU student. But maybe you'll remember it that way. U plus two. And it's as simple as this. This isn't to be programmed. I'm doing this already. Every week, you decide I'm going to link arms with two other people, and we're just going to text each other once a week. That's it. Every once in a while, on a group text thread, you're checking in. Hey, brother, let's link arms. I want 2021 to be a different year. Do you want 2021 to be a different year? Yes. Okay, let's do this together. And I'm going to check in on you and see how your soul's doing. You'll check in on me. It's just a text message. And maybe right now you're feeling like, I don't have those people. We have a place for you. We can facilitate. We can help. You can do this on your own, and we can also help. We already have a whole web page built out, so you can go to sharethelife.org/reengage. We have both strategies present. You can sign up those ways. You can sign up on the digital communication card. You can sign up in the physical card in the bench in front of you. You can just shout it out right now and give me your name, and I'll write you down, and I will make sure that this year will be a year that you reengage. I believe in this. Because I'm hurting for you. And I want 2021 to be a different year. How will we make it through 2021? We're going to reengage. 2021 is the year of let us, not let me. Let this year be a landmark year for LifePoint Church. A year that you will not forget. I guarantee no one in this room is going to forget 2020. And the reason will be for our collective pain. And I'm praying that no one in this room will forget 2021 for our collective perseverance. This will be a different year. Will you join us as we reengage? Let's link arms in prayer now together, church. God, we are thankful for your word. God, I'm praising you today that your word, it really, it works. It really is living and active. It really is relevant today. And we can turn to your word and humbly, as I submit underneath your authority today as a sheep, and say, instruct me, great shepherd. Call me back. Convict me in ways that I have been drifting, and remind me of the sweetness of belonging to the community of God and to drawing near to you only by the grace of our Savior Jesus. We draw to you today, Lord. We trust you, and we believe that you will make 2021 for our church, despite any circumstances that come, a different year. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, re-engage this year as we trust you. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Life Point Church. It is our greatest desire that every person would trust Jesus Christ as the leader of their lives and the forgiver of their sins. If you would like to make this decision today or find out more, please visit sharethelife.org.